Manchakalpaturubhyascha Kripasindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namaha Namam Shubhraya Shubhraya Bhutale Shumati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Prasachade Shatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashari Gaura Bhaktivedanta Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I'll speak in English and we're not going to translate, so if anyone wants to hear, then they can go over to Janavapriya or Lila Sukha, Pachakapta, Vardhitashta, Kurmanya Sukha, simultaneous. What were the names?
My mum's called Doreen, and Satya's mum is called Enid.
Bhaktin, Doreen, and Enid. Yes. As Krishna mentions, that ultimately, nasati vidyati bhavo, nabhavo vidyati sata, that all that which is temporary comes to an end, and this body's temporary. It's Krishna's first teaching in the Gita, and the connections that this body has with this world, with this family, with my house and other possessions, they all come to an inevitable end. And as Vaishnavas, we live with that knowledge, and because we also live with the knowledge that Krishna says, but that which is spiritual, that's eternal. That although the external coverings, the temporary body, that has to die, and all of the attachments that we have, either we give them up voluntarily or they're cut off. So same thing. But at least when we do it voluntarily, we get credit for it. And when we don't, then we don't get credit for it, but it comes to end anyway. But the soul continues on, and the soul will continue on to another destination, depending upon its activities in this life. For these two lovely ladies, then the best thing they did was have devotee children, and that becomes their greatest credit. I don't know them that well to say that what other credits they had. I'm sure they did. But as Nrisimhadev told Prahlad Maharaj, and is the general Vaishnav understanding, that devotees, parents, relatives, for so many generations, sometimes it's stated 14, sometimes it's stated 100, that they become liberated. Liberated in the sense that they become free from all the burden of their karma just by being associated with pure Vaishnavas, which means that either they take birth as Vaishnavas in their next life, or they go to heavenly planets, and then from there they take up devotional service. Or if they're very, very lucky, depending on the power of the devotee, they go back to Godhead. Just like once when one devotee saw a dog was dying. This was a bird jungle. And that was in Hong Kong. And got run over and he was dying. So he went and chanted Hare Krishna to him. And then he went to Prabhupada, who happened to be there. And he asked him, Srila Prabhupada, what happens to a dog who hears a devotee chanting Hare Krishna? And Prabhupada says, if the devotee is a practitioner, then the dog gets a human body in his next life and practices as a devotee. If the devotee is a pure devotee, then he goes back to Godhead. So such are the benefits of being associated with Vaishnavas. Dhruva Maharaj, just by being connected to his mother, guaranteed her path back home, back to Godhead. And as Srila Prabhupada said to some of his devotees' parents, "But I don't know you, but you must be a wonderful person because you've given birth to devotees, and you can't be ordinary. Ordinary people don't do that." So, therefore, we also take it that these ladies are not ordinary because they have such wonderful devotee children. And I will just ask, well, we'll ask Sachimata to start, and we'll ask to hear a little about them, and that way we can get to know more about them before we consign their remains to the Holy Jamuna River.
I'm not very confident to speak. I'll try.
Yeah.
My mother was a very strong woman. I was the eldest of four children. She had three more sons. She always worked very hard. She always supported us. And she always supported Jayadev and myself. She looked after Gurangi very well. As she came to Janmashtami, Rath Yatra.
Yeah, of course, there were also grandchildren, the devotees of grandchildren.
And great grandchildren.
And great grandchildren.
Yeah. she came to Rath Yatra a few times, and she came to our programs a few times. She was always respectful, even though she could be quite a disrespectful person. She was never disrespectful to the devotees, which was, I was forever grateful for. And she liked Jayadev immediately.
Must have been his money.
Or lack of.
I tried more than
that. Yeah, and I feel blessed that she was always supported us very nicely, especially when we needed supporting. And Jayadev's mum, well, she was such a sweet person. And of course, she chanted Hare Krishna. And she was a vegetarian. Grateful to be here and be able to give us such an auspicious. Thank you very much.
So, for Sachi's mother, Enid, even though she wasn't a devotee, but she was very favourable to devotees, and there was never any strangeness or strange attitudes projected on us when we turned from pop stars to devotees, and she was very natural, very caring in her own way. She was not a sweet person, but she was quite a deep and a strong person, and she really loved her family. And she actually loved the devotees as well. She was very attracted to them, and she would always like to hear something about the devotees or what festival was going on and that. So she was a good soul, you know. And I'm so grateful to you, Guru Maharaj, for building this or manifesting this oasis with all the devotees' help, that she could come to such a sacred place as this and have a final remains laid here is inconceivable mercy. Thank you so much for that. Enid, thank you very much for wanting your... I took your husband's remains to the Jamuna, not to the Jamuna, to the Ganga, and did the necessary there. And then when we asked you what you wanted, you said you wanted the same, so we're giving you the same. So you're a lucky girl. Mum, thank you very much for tolerating me Guru Maharaj knows a little bit about how difficult it is to deal with me. And so I'm sure you would be good friends on that level. But you were a sweet person. You never said anything bad about anyone ever. And I have to say, Mum, but you had good reason to for many, many years. But you loved us all the best you could, and you did the best for us. And then when Dad left, you were able to become a vegetarian and chant four rounds Hare Krishna. And you loved us. You're very loving and unafraid of death. And the last days, Mum, when you were in the hospice, we all gathered around you, the whole family. And I don't know if you remember, all of a sudden you was hardly able to speak, then you just sat up in the bed and you said, "Okay, everyone, now I'm going on a journey and I want you all to be kind to other people and especially kind amongst yourself, so please." And then she just laid back down and didn't say much after that. And then when you finally passed, the nurse said to me, "I think she'll be alright, you should go." My brother said, "I'll be okay, she'll be alright, she'll be," and I'll leave it to my brother, but Pete had the tendency to fall asleep, so I thought I'd better stay this night, you know. And that night I was lucky because that was the time you chose, or Krishna chose, to further your career in Krishna consciousness. And I was so happy to be there with you, chanting in your ear. I remember I said, "Pete, do you want to say, Mum's about to go, Pete, do you want to say anything? Do you remember that, Mum?" And he said, "Mum, I love you," and he came and gave you a kiss and held your arm. And then I said, "Okay, you finished, Pete?" And do you remember he said yes? And then I came, "Okay, here we go. Mum, run into Krishna's arms. Come on." And we chanted and we chanted and we chanted and chanted. And you just left. And now you're here under my Guru Maharaj's shelter and wing. And we are so... And the devotees love. All these people have come. All the kids even have come to wish you well. And I know, I feel that you're going to take birth here and continue your service to Krishna and perfect it in this next lifetime to come. Excuse me for being kind and so on.
Two of you together say their names each, Kijai.
So we say your mum's name and just their first names, yeah?
Who we say first?
Enid and Doreen Kijai.
Okay.
3, 4. Enid and Doreen Kijai!
Second time.
Enid and Doreen Kijai! Enid and Doreen Kijai!
Either of you would like to say anything?
Well, I knew friends. Both the mums, not very well, but I did know the mums. As Sachi Mata said, her mum was a strong personality. She had to be a strong personality in the area that they lived in London, which wasn't the most salubrious area in the world. So she had to be strong to look after her 4 children, especially her older daughter. I have one story from Dory. Coming back from Rath Yatra, she was the best driving instructor in the world. And she was giving me instructions to go back. So we're driving down the road. I'm driving, she's sitting here. And she's going straight, and all that. She's going straight, and all that. She said, "Turn left." After we'd gone past the turn, and then we started having a row.
That was my mum.
As Jayadev said about his mum, she was, I think, the softest person that I know. She had a good heart. She brought up 4 good boys from Desperate Dan, the big...
Charlie.
Jayadev, Pete...
Ian,
you know, and they've all turned out to be good lads. I think mainly through their mum's effort, because their dad wasn't very easy to live with, but mum was, and mum put her values into them. So thank you,
Ron. Thank you so much.
They were both lovely ladies. I mostly saw them at the Namahat programs and at Rath Yatra. Like Sachi said, her mother was a strong person. I really liked her because she was really friendly and she liked a good chat, didn't she? So that's how I remember her. and I was really surprised she left her body. And Jaidev's mum was also very sweet, and she was a very kind person, and I thought they were great mothers.
Yeah, we were very fortunate. They were good friends.
Yeah, they were good friends too.
Mm. Totally different people. But
yeah.
That's a picture of them on a cruise. We sent them on a cruise.
No.
Wasn't it?
No. Siddhartha and I took his mum to my mum's hairdresser.
Oh, I thought they were on a cruise together then. They went on the cruise anyway last night.
They did, yeah.
Also, like to say, Ram was feeling very emotional this morning because he's a soft-hearted person, because his mum was buried and she didn't have the chance to come to Lubraj Dham. So we also asked the devotees to please imagine that Ram's mum's remains are also coming to be, in our Manasa mindset, to come to live in the Dham as well, to take birth here again. Is it Ram? So that, because he wants his mum to be going into the Dham as well, but she's not here. So if we just in our mind think.
It was very interesting. On March the 7th, we were in Mayapur, and one of Niranjan Maharaj's disciples, she was just in her 40s, she was passing away from cancer. And he was there, and he was praying, stayed the whole day with her, and just when he came back to take a little prasadam in the evening, that's when she left her body. And he told me just now that her husband said that on the calendar on her day, there was a quote from Srila Prabhupada, a lecture in Mayapur, March the 7th.
On that day?
On that day. And I know that lecture very well. I've quoted it and I've listened to it many times. And in that lecture, Prabhupada's talking about how although Hiranyakashipu, Lord Brahma fulfilled Hiranyakashipu's desire, and then Lord Nrisimhadev chastised him. He said, you shouldn't give benedictions to these demons like this. And then Prabhupada goes on he goes off on a tangent, and he says that when a devotee prays to the Lord for something, then Krishna has to fulfill that desire. So when a devotee makes a promise to Krishna, when makes a promise to a disciple or a devotee that you'll go back to Godhead, because the devotee said it, Krishna has to fulfill that desire. That's kuntiya pratijani hinami bhaktiya pranashati. So yeah, if Ram Priya is a devotee, if he wants something, then Krishna fulfills that desire because Krishna fulfills the desire of his devotees.
Wonderful. Guru Maharaj, I don't know if we've got time, but I've got just a quick song to sing. Is that all right?
Sure.
Where's that?
The accordion is here.
Oh, thank you, George. I just wrote the last line to it for today.